Day. Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-6775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof of your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And as always, we celebrate on Ron Siegel Radio. Every day there's something to celebrate. Yeah, for someone who's beaten anorexia, today is a very exciting day. Not that I'm talking about the HVAC tech day that we celebrate today. It's not going to be that hot today here in Orange County. Maybe out in the Inland Empire, it'll be a little hotter. Coachella Valley, you're probably going to be real warm today. So I'm sure you're celebrating those HVAC tech days. But for those of us beating anorexia, National Onion Rings Day, and my favorite, National Chocolate Eclair Day. Now put it with some cream in there. I digress. I shouldn't even be talking about that because it'll get me in serious trouble. I might get diverted for the entire broadcast. Hey, let's take a look at what the markets are doing right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 84.45. S&P 500 up 11.57. NASDAQ up 71. Oil up 35 cents per barrel. Guess we're out there using a little bit of oil right now. Should we look and see what gas prices are doing? Yeah, they're up to $2.131 is the national average of a gallon of gasoline. In Calizuela, we are at $3.04.6, 304.6 in Calizuela, probably the second highest in the country. Hawaii is the only place I can find that's even close to Calizuela. Everyone else is in the 260, 270 on the higher end. On the low end, yeah, you got to go out to Mississippi, $1.76.9. So about, $1.30 cheaper than we're paying in Calizuela. We like high taxes.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it's a shame. And our gas taxes are going up again, so we're going to be paying even more on that. Unbelievable. Prices increases slow alongside dip in gas demand. That is the news part of this. Gas demand, it's not going as much, growing as much as we might have thought, but you know, gas, we're out there using a little bit of it, not flying. Are you going on a vacation this year? Are you planning on maybe a staycation? That's what I'm looking at, is a staycation. I'm not sure I want to get on an airplane right now. Too many rules. Right, I have to wear a mask. I can't have a beverage, a cocktail. I don't know that I want to really be doing that right now, but we'll see what happens. Mortgage in the rate side, U.S. 10-year Treasury down just a little bit, about one basis point, 0.69. So that means you're getting 69/100ths of a percent is your return annually on a 10-year note. Japan's dropping a little further. They're at about 1%, 1/10 of 1%. Germany, they're about almost 0.5% negative. So 0.5% negative if you give your money to Germany. Yeah, I don't know if you want to put your money there. You're getting basically, you're not going to get a thing out of your money. So I'm not sure that's exactly what you want to be doing. That's the, not the best place for your money. Let us see what else is going on in the markets right now. Yeah, John Bolton. Unbelievable. This guy, you know that I'm a Trump supporter. Don't understand why the president put this guy in place anywhere. He was a Benedict Arnold under the Bush administration, Benedict Arnold under the Trump administration. He looks out for himself. He can't get elected to anything. He can't really do a whole heck of a lot. He can't get confirmed for anything. Yet the president decided to put him into a position of authority, and look what he's doing now. And all you need to know about John Bolton, my opinion, all you need to know about John Bolton is he said that he's going to be voting for Biden. Now, you know, he talks about all these things that are horrible within the Democrat Party, yet Joe Biden is his presidential candidate. It just fascinates me that that's where anybody has anything to do with this guy. Although he did talk about the hoax. He was on with Martha Raddatz, obviously a partisan anti-Trumper. But he called Democrats to remove Trump from the White House a partisan catfight, quote unquote. Hours before the ABC News interview aired on Sunday, Representative Adam Schiff, that's the chicken Schiff, as we talk about him all the time, he was on Meet the Press, and he's talking about that he hasn't read the book, The Room Where It Happened. His committee would be looking in coming days at having Bolton testify. Schiff suggested Trump could be impeached once again. Fascinating. Maybe we need to impeach Chicken Schiff. I mean, I don't understand what the heck we need this guy for. Totally worthless, but as President Obama told us, elections have consequences. We've got to deal with Chicken Schiff as long as the Democrats control the House of Representatives. Maybe we can make a change in November and get a legitimate House of Representatives that wants to do some work other than strictly be obstructionists. Other news, Bolton spokeswoman denies reports he'll vote for Biden, says he won't vote for either major White House candidate. Do you really believe that? Unbelievable. New York City's entering phase two of the reopening today amid new worries in coronavirus pandemic. So here's some interesting data on the coronavirus and on the pandemic. Yes, we are seeing an increase in the amount of cases being reported. But the good part of that, if there is such a thing as a good part of it, so we've got 10,422 cases reported in Orange County. 434 cases were reported yesterday. This is yesterday's report. 269 deaths, two reported. Cumulative tests to date in the county is 212,000. Tests reported was 789, so a little over half of them reported as positive. But the good news is there's currently 332 people out of all of those that are in the hospital. Not a major number. 133 in intensive care. Now, we don't want to discount those folks. If it was my family, your family, that would be a significant number. But I'm just doing math. I'm not talking about personal issues, just the math. We've got a little over 3.2 million people in Orange County. 332 are in the hospital with the coronavirus. 133 of those 332 are in intensive care. So what's this telling us? It's basically saying that, yes, the virus is here. Yes, there are people going through the process and getting tested. There are more people being tested. But the issue is they're not as significant. It's not as powerful as it had been at one time. So that's basically the good news. There are more younger people getting it. Is that good or bad? Well, hard to say about that part of it as well. Just because the reason I say that is that we're looking and we're saying, okay, we're younger people are getting it, but they're getting a milder case, a case that they can fight off. So that's the issue there. That's the if you want to call it the benefit, it's not the there's nothing good about it, but we want to just make sure that we are understanding what's going on with the virus. We want to understand what it's doing. Are we social distancing? I think that's a fascinating conversation as well, because I was out a lot over the weekend. Didn't see a whole lot of social distancing. I saw some areas where there was some people wearing masks. There are some areas where they were not wearing masks. I was at a few restaurants. They've got their rules. Some of them are following them. Some are not following them at all. I was at one restaurant yesterday, and you would not have known that anything was going on. Every table that was there 6 months ago was there yesterday. The only thing that wasn't there is the servers. Service was not as good as it normally is. Menus were the identical menus that they had, not the paper menus that many places are, or the QR codes. So just a bit of a warning right there is watch what's going on. You have to take personal responsibility. If it's something that you're not comfortable with, get up and leave. If it's something that you are comfortable with, you know something, there you go. You've got your option. Don't worry about it if that's your situation. But don't be the complainer down the road and say, you know something, I didn't know. Well, people know that you're being told. Everyone's being told. I just throw that out there for you to understand that everybody has options. I noticed that a couple of the sheriff's departments said they're not going to be the face mask police. They're not going to be out writing tickets for people wearing face masks. There are some companies that are saying, if you're not wearing a mask, please don't come in. That's their option. Just throw that out there for you, give you that information. You do with it as you will. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We got an exciting broadcast for you today. Home buyers are in the mood to buy today. First-time home buyers, beware of these common mistakes. How to apply for a credit card and get approved. What is a cash-out finance? We got a lot to go over today. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. So let's take a look at the markets for you today. We do that every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 117 points. NASDAQ up 79.28. The S&P 500 up 9.13. Mortgage-backed securities are up 9. The U.S. 10-year Treasury down 1. That's the yield on the Treasury, the mortgage-backed securities, that's the bond, which means the rates should be dropping. Why is all that happening? That is the question mark. We always want to look at the why behind it, because you can find out all that other information on the super secret website, google.com. So the stocks are up now, as I mentioned, about 113 points. Mortgage bonds are higher, breaking out of their range to the upside. That's a good thing. That means interest rates are dropping. In housing news, the existing home sales report for May, which measures closings in that month and likely represents buyers shopping for homes in March and April, decreased by 9.7%. This was slightly worse than the 8.8% expected. Sales are down 26.6% year over year. Does that surprise anybody? I don't think it really would.
Surprise.
Yeah, with everything being shut down, it doesn't surprise anyone in this room. Inventory remained tight. There were only 1.55 million units for sale in May, down 18.8% year over year, but up 6.2% from April. At the current pace of sales, this represents a 4.8-month supply. Should be very supportive of prices, especially with demand remaining strong, evidenced by purchase application volume. Median home price was reported at $284,600, up 2.3% year over year. Single family sales were down 9.4% month over month, but condos saw a much bigger drop, 12.8%, down 41% year over year, showing that people are looking for standalone homes. First time home buyers made up 34% of home sales. Lawrence Yoon, NAR's chief economist, said sales completed in May reflect contract signings in March and April during the strictest times of the pandemic lockdown, and hence the cyclical low point. Home sales will surely rise in the upcoming months with the economy reopening and could even surpass 1 year ago figures in the second half of the year. Peter Bukvar shared some surprising humility from a central bank head this morning. Andrew Bailey, governor of the Bank of England, wrote an editorial today defending the actions they've taken, but also saying, quote, "But the financial system mustn't become reliant on these extraordinary levels of reserves. The current scale of central bank reserves mustn't become a permanent feature. As economies recover, it's likely that some of the exceptional monetary stimulus will need to be withdrawn, including by reducing reserves. This wouldn't take us back to the very low levels of reserves before the financial crisis, which sometimes failed to recognize the role they play in ensuring the stability of the financial system, but elevated balance sheets could limit the room for maneuver in future emergencies, unquote. Surprising to hear that from a central banker. Some busy news week highlighted by housing inflation data, of course. Purchase applications and initial jobless claims will be in focus as well the rest of the week. New home sales and two-year note auction is tomorrow. Mortgage applications, FHFA house price index, and the five-year note auction is Wednesday. Durable goods, GDP, initial jobless claims come out on Thursday. And personal consumption expenditures is Friday. That's the Mortgage Minute, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. What is a cash-out refinance, and how does it work? A cash-out refinance allows homeowners to borrow more than they owe on their current home loan. Homeowners who want to upgrade a kitchen, pay for child's college education, eliminate high interest debt, or fund another big expense often turn to the equity they've built up in their property to get a hold of the cash they need. One type of mortgage, a cash out refinance, allows homeowners to borrow more than they owe on the original home loan and, as the name implies, cash out the remaining amount to use as they wish. How does the cash out refinancing work? Perhaps after several years of monthly payments, the owner owes $100,000 on their mortgage. If the house is worth $250,000, they have built up $150,000 in equity. Again, these are national numbers, so you can multiply them to fit your home. If you've got a $1 million house and the numbers would be the same, just multiply everything times four. So you'd have $400,000 mortgage, $150,000, $600,000 in equity. The equity or ownership stake in the home increases as one pays their mortgage. It also grows if the property's market value increases. Personal loan or home equity loan, which is better? If the owner wants to remodel their bathroom, an update that may cost $30,000, they refinance by borrowing $130,000, using the fresh loan to pay off the existing mortgage and to secure the cash for their home improvement project. Homeowners can tap into most, but not all, of their equity in their property, with cash out refi loans typically limited to 80% of the home's value. A cash out refi puts money into the borrower's hands at a relatively modest interest rate, but typically at a higher rate than a traditional mortgage refinancing. As is the case with any significant financial move, consumers should consider the factors and ramifications involved. Plus, on the plus side, cash out refinancing can help achieve goals, whether it's paying for a wedding, tuition, or a new car, paying off high interest credit cards, or making valuable home improvements. This money comes at a cost, however. Homeowners should consider the closing costs, including application, appraisal, escrow fees, and charges for the title search, title insurance, among other items. Closing costs could easily add up. Home equity loan versus HELOC, which is better? Important for consumers to weigh these changes as they compare refi costs to those associated with other options for securing cash. Are rates higher for cash out refinances? Since the cash out will be greater than the existing home loan and may add years to the period they'll be paying a mortgage, the owner may wind up paying several thousand dollars more in interest on the new mortgage loan term, even if the interest rate is lower. And if they're using the cash to pay off high interest credit cards, the savings from eliminating that debt might offset the higher mortgage interest. Calculating the break-even point, or how long it will take to recover all loan costs on a mortgage refinancing, can help a homeowner decide whether the move makes sense. Let us know. We can help you with that. Homeowners tapping into their home equity naturally will be left with a smaller stake in the property after the refi. In the example I mentioned, that $150,000 in home equity would shrink to $120,000 after a $30,000 cash out. If the owner plans to sell their house fairly soon, they should consider whether it's worth it to lower their equity, which would leave them with a smaller profit on the sale. Remember that any mortgage leaves homeowners at risk of losing their property if they find themselves unable to make the payments. While the idea of paying off high interest debt is appealing, remember that credit cards are unsecured. While mortgage uses the home as the collateral, using a home as an ATM to cover uncontrolled spending is a recipe for trouble. A cash-out refinancing, however, may be an appealing option for homeowners who can secure a good interest rate and use the cash to meet important goals while staying on sound financial footing. Just a few thoughts for you there on the cash out refi. One other thing that you may want to consider if you're thinking of a cash out refi is if it's for home improvement, that's one item. But if you're doing debt consolidation, you're putting those higher interest rate items into the refinance, take all the money that you're saving or a good portion of that money that you're saving on your interest payments and put that toward the principal of the new loan. And watch how much quicker you end up closing out or paying off that loan, building your own equity. So it's just a thought for you to remember right there. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, six things to know about getting a credit card. Home buyers are in the mood to buy today. First-time home buyers, beware of these common mistakes, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. you still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. SLT Home Digest 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. SLT Home Digest, they've got the information. They know exactly what the county recorder has on your property. They know exactly what the market believes about your property. They've got the data. You've got the phone. Make the call, and we'll get all that information right there for you. So the question we have this morning, the conversation we have this morning, are home buyers in the mood to buy? According to the latest Freddie Mac quarterly forecast, mortgage interest rates have fallen to historically low levels this spring, and they're projected to remain low. What are the levels of the rates as of Thursday's reading? That would be June 18th. 3.13 was the average for a 30-year fixed-rate loan. You had to pay 8/10 of a point, almost 1% to get that, to buy that rate down, 3.13. Last year, same time, 3.84. So think about that. That's almost 0.75 cheaper than last year, and last year was some pretty amazing numbers. If you got a loan last year, you should be looking into the idea, maybe even earlier this year. You might be wanting to call us and see, does it make sense to restructure that loan again? This means there's a huge incentive for buyers who are ready to purchase, and homeowners looking for eager buyers can take advantage of this opportune time to sell as well. There's a very positive outlook on interest rates going forward, as the projections from Freddie Mac report indicate continued lows into 2021. I quote, going forward, Freddie Mac, that is, we forecast the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage to remain low, falling to a yearly average of 3.4% in 2020 and 3.2% in 2021. With mortgage rates hovering at such compelling places, ongoing buyer interest is bound to keep driving the housing market forward. Rates also reached another record low last week, so home buyers are in what Freddie Mac is identifying as the buying mood. And again, I quote, while the rebound in the economy is uneven, one segment that is exhibiting strength is the housing market. Purchase demand activity is up over 20% from a year ago, the highest since January 2009. They emphasize mortgage rates have hit another record low due to declining inflationary pressures, putting many home buyers in the buying mood. However, it will be difficult to sustain the momentum in the demand, as unsold inventory was at near record lows coming into the pandemic, and it has only dropped since then, unquote. There's no doubt that even though buyers are ready to purchase, it's hard for many of them to find a home to buy today. Mortgage rates aren't the only thing hovering near all-time lows. Homes available for sale are too. With housing inventory as scarce as it is today, a nearly 20% year-over-year decline in available homes to purchase, keeping buyers in the purchasing mood may be tough if they can't find a home. And I'm sharing a chart. I think it's up on the screen right now. Let me just double-check and make sure we've got that showing for you, if my computer will wake up so I can monitor this. Yeah, the housing supply year-over-year should be showing right there for you. Housing supply is dropping. What does this mean for buyers? Competition is hot. With so few homes available for purchase and low mortgage rates are helping to drive affordability as well. Getting pre-approved now will help you gain a competitive advantage and accelerate the home buying process so you're ready to go when you find that perfect home you'd like to buy. Working quickly and efficiently with a trusted real estate professional will help put you in a position to act fast when you're ready to make your move. What's this mean for sellers? If you're thinking of selling your house, know that the motivation for buyers to purchase right now is as high as ever with rates where they are today. Selling now before other sellers come to market in your neighborhood this summer might put your house high on the list for many buyers. Home buyers are clearly in the mood to buy. And with today's safety guidelines and precautions in place to show your house, confidence is also on your side. Bottom line, whether you're looking to buy or sell, there's great motivation to be in the housing market, especially with mortgage rates hovering at this historic all-time low. Let's chat to make sure you're ready to make that move and take advantage of the market. You know, I always love listening to people like Warren Buffett, and I'm not a fan of his in a lot of different areas, but I am a huge fan when he talks about the idea of taking advantage of the market. When there are opportunities in the market, he puts it, when there's blood in the street, that's when he's buying. Now, I'm not saying anything about blood in the street, and I'm sure that Warren Buffett is not speaking of it in a literal sense. But the idea is when nobody else wants to buy, that's when you should be buying. When nobody else wants to sell, that's when you should be selling. And I'm going to suggest that right now there's a lot of question marks about people that want to sell. So why wouldn't you be out there thinking about selling right now if that's something that's on your radar? If you're thinking about moving, maybe you want a house out in the desert where it's warmer all year round. Maybe you want that beach house. Maybe you've got some equity in your property that you're looking to tap into. A lot of different reasons why people want to sell. And they say, well, if only. Well, what am I going to find if I sell now because there's no inventory? Well, the idea here is take advantage of the market. There's no inventory, so you're going to get a higher price for your property. You might have to pay a little more for the acquisition, but you're getting more on your sales side, so it doesn't have any effect. Net effect is minimal for you. So just a thought there for you. And remember, get the digest so you know exactly what's going on in your area. SLT Home Digest. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Again, find that dream home. First-time homebuyers, beware of these common mistakes. We want to share these with you. Due to the global housing market slowdown, purchasing a new home seems harder than ever. For buyers who are looking to complete their first home purchase, it's important to avoid several critical, expensive home buying mistakes. Number one, not obtaining mortgage pre-approval before shopping. 2019 research from the National Association of Realtors showed that for 44% of home buyers, the first step of the home buying process was looking at homes for sale online, while 16% first contacted a real estate agent. It's easier than ever to shop for a home online thanks to real estate websites, glossy photos, but the first step in any home buying process should be to calculate affordability and obtain pre-qualification with a lender. You won't believe how many people are shopping for homes they just cannot afford. Unbelievable. The best thing to do, make sure your credit and finances are in order and to have an idea of your budget. Then before you do any house shopping, you get a pre-approval letter from a lender. Skipping out on rate shopping, according to analysis from NerdWallet of the National Survey of Mortgage Originations, 50% of buyers only get a rate quote from one lender before applying for a mortgage. This is a huge missed opportunity as home buyers are missing out on a reported $776 million in savings each year by not rate shopping with multiple lenders. And I will tell you this, home loan strategy beats rate every time. Home loan strategy beats rate every single time. So just because you're not getting the best rate, it may cost you money in the long run, way more money in the long run, because you don't have the right strategy in place. Surprising to imagine buyers purchasing something as expensive as a home without going for the in-person showing, but it happens. Extenuating circumstances such as a competitive market or out-of-state home search can keep buyers from going in person. But a National Association of Realtors survey found that 67% of buyers use the online home tour feature when vetting properties. Cindy Carr, a Virginia realtor with Century 21, advises against relying too heavily on internet features to tour a home. In a fast-moving market, often there isn't lead time for the photography before going active, so the pictures can be misleading. For out-of-towners, for those who live near FaceTime, right? Get a real estate agent in the local area. Use FaceTime. Use Zoom. Get a friend. For those who live nearby, I always suggest visiting homes live, as the feel of a home, its location, and lot specifics can only be truly experienced in person. Not shopping around for home insurance. Similar to rate shopping for a mortgage, research from insurance.com shows nearly a third of home buyers do not shop for the best homeowners insurance quote either. Not shopping for their home insurance policy means that they will end up paying more per month in premiums for a policy that might not fit their needs. It's essential that a home buyer get several quotes for home insurance and make sure those quotes match the coverage they need. Overspending on the home purchase. One-third of home buyers go over their initial home budget, according to research from owners.com. Aside from going over budget, having a low down payment and entering the housing marketing with a large student loan debt burden can also put homeowners in a difficult financial position post-purchase. Those who often overspend often end up regretting it. 68% of millennials in a Bank of the West survey said they had buyer's remorse after purchasing their first home. And the 2019 NerdWallet Home Buyer Report echoes these findings. 25% of respondents in the report no longer feeling financially secure following their home purchase. How can buyers cope? Saving up as close to 20% for a down payment, paying down outstanding debts before applying for a mortgage loan, and buying a home well within the limits of affordability can prevent buyers from spending more than they can afford and will help them feel more financially secure after move-in and beyond. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, things to know before getting a credit card, how to apply for a credit card and getting approved, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending
Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. How to apply for a credit card and get approved. That is our message today. Quick card approval is never guaranteed, but there are some steps that you can take to improve your odds. Applying for a credit card can be a stressful experience, especially if you've been denied in the past. Understanding how the application process works and what to know before you apply can help improve your odds of approval. How to apply is the first step. Depending on the card issuer, you may be able to apply online, over the phone, or at your local bank or credit union branch. While some details can vary by issuer, you'll typically need to provide the following information when you apply: full name, address, contact information, date of birth, mother's maiden name, social security number or ITIN, gross annual income and its source, resident status. During this process, you may also be able to add authorized users and request a balance transfer from another credit card. Then you'll review the card's terms and information and submit. How to increase your credit score fast? In most cases, you'll get a response within a minute. Approval, denial, or pending. If the application is pending, you'll usually receive a letter in the mail with a decision within 7 to 10 business days. If you're approved, you'll be assigned a credit limit and interest rate, and we'll usually get your card in the mail within a couple of weeks. How to be approved for a credit card? Even if you have stellar credit, there's never a guarantee that you'll be approved for a credit card. In addition to your credit score, card issuers also consider your debt-to-income ratio, how much money you earn, and items on your credit report. Here's how to apply or how to improve your chances of getting approved. Apply for a credit card in your credit score range. Check your credit score before you apply. Most reward credit cards require at least good credit, which typically means a FICO score of 670 or higher. If your score isn't quite there yet, search for cards for bad or fair credit, depending on where your score lies in the spectrum. Improve your debt-to-income ratio, DTI for short. This ratio is calculated by dividing your total monthly debt payments by your gross monthly income. The lower it is, the better your chances of getting approved. You can reduce your DTI by paying down debt or increasing how much money you earn. What APR means on your credit cards and loans: avoid applying for too many credit cards. Virtually every time you apply for credit, the lender runs a hard inquiry on your credit report. This inquiry remains on your credit report for 2 years, and having multiple inquiries in a short period of time could be a red flag for lenders. If you've been denied for a credit card recently, wait to improve your credit situation before you apply again. Check your credit report. Your credit report contains your history of dealing with credit and will allow you to pinpoint areas you need to address. You can get a free copy of your credit report for each of the three credit bureaus every 12 months. While you're reading it, check for potential inaccuracies or fraud that you can dispute to have corrected or removed. This can also help improve your credit score. While these steps won't guarantee approval, they can significantly improve your odds. What if you are denied? Whether you're denied instantly or after your application goes through a pending process, you'll receive a letter in the mail with the reasons for the denial. Take these to heart as you decide the following steps to improve your chances of getting approved next time around. In some cases, you may be able to call the card issuer and request a reconsideration. Depending upon the reason for denial, you may be able to provide extra information or convince a credit analyst to overturn the denial and approve your application instead. Whatever you do, avoid any rash decisions, including applying for more cards, until you know why you were denied and the steps you need to take to boost your approval odds. You don't want to have a whole lot of applications on there or inquiries on there, because each time you do that, it could be make it a little more difficult for you to get approved. That's the Your Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? A lot of options out there, a lot of solutions out there. You just need to get a hold of our people, and they will help you get the errors off your report. Things to know before getting a credit card, though: there are certain items to consider ahead of completing a credit card application. How to choose the best credit card before you start applying. Decide what card makes the most sense for you. Fortunately, there are a few different types of credit cards that are geared specifically toward those who are just starting out with credit. Secured cards, student cards, credit cards for people with limited credit, they're all out there. How to check your credit score? I am a big fan of myfico.com. myfico.com. Yes, you have to pay for it. Nothing is free. When you go to some of the free sites, they're giving you what they call a Vantage score. That is not a FICO score. Basically tells you, doesn't give you a whole lot of information about your legitimate FICO score. They try to approximate the same algorithm, but it's not the same. You can still have, believe it or not, you can still have a credit score even if you've never had a credit card before. Other financial outputs like student loans or utility bills can contribute to your credit history. Generally, the negatives contribute more than positives if you don't have credit. With that in mind, you want to be sure to check your score before filling out any credit card applications. You'll have the best chance of being approved if you apply for a credit card within the appropriate score range. So we talked to you a little bit about that in the Your Credit Matters segment, knowing where you are. But what do you need to know? Annual fee. Are you willing to pay it or not? Some credit card companies charge yearly for the privilege of being a cardholder, APR, also known as the annual percentage rate. This is the interest rate that will be applied to balances that you carry from month to month. And late fees, don't pay them. You should be paying on time. How to apply for a credit card? It's relatively simple. All you need to do is follow the steps, choose the best method, fill out the application, and wait. Could be instantaneous online, or it could take 7 to 10 business days to get a pending approval or denial. What does APR mean on your credit cards and loans? The pros and cons of credit cards. Pros: if you use your credit effectively, you can build up your score. You'll have two options to pay for purchases over time. You'll have the potential to earn rewards for your purchases. Credit card companies offer protection against fraud. The cons: if used improperly, a credit card can hurt your score. You can create debt. Credit cards come with fees and payments. How to maintain a good credit score? To keep your score in good shape, you just have to make sure that you pay your bill on time every month. You'll also want to pay as far above the minimum as possible. Ideally, you should aim to pay in full, because doing so allows you to avoid paying interest on your purchases. Just a few little tips for you from your friends at Ron Siegel Radio. And as always, we ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.